Hey, we got a comment from Holland, hon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cool.
Dear Adam and Patricia, this is Ray from Holland. Adam, you know I'm a big fan of yours, although I'm not in the situation to listen every day. I really love to hear you on the Charlie and especially the shows with Patricia. You two really make each other complete. Anyway, last Wednesday you were talking about all the burping and the senseo. Actually, you blamed it on the senseo, but come on, Adam, you know better than that. Really, dear Charlie friends, way back in the 80s, even before there were coffee machines, Adam hosted a radio show in Holland on Friday night with...
Do you remember this?
I remember the moment.
Okay, I'll let you tell the moment after he plays the segment, okay?
Well, I think 3 million listeners. He was already doing these things on air. It's not new. He's just a boy with a big mouth, burping on air.
Je weet dat je tram gejat in Amsterdam... Jeroen.
Dat deed ik niet.
Dat vind ik echt cool. Ik was even bezig met een serieus bericht, alleen kon even de juiste woorden niet vinden.
Ik vind het echt goor.
Daar was de 44-jarige MC, oftewel MC, gistermiddag. Ja, ook. Ik kan.
That was bad in these days.
So this was 1984,
that.
I think, or 85. Yeah. And on Friday, there was only one popular radio station that was legal. Yeah. And we'd both come this...
Do they do that on the BBC right now?
Burping?
Yeah. Can they?
Yeah.
Can Terry burp?
I don't think... That doesn't fit with Terry, but Chris Moyles, I'm sure would do that.
Oh, okay.
But in 84, no. I mean, there's just no way. No way. And so this was my co-host who was reading a story, and then he couldn't find the words, and all of a sudden... And I remember I had this big gulp of Coke, and I went, bah! And then I immediately blamed him.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like he did it.
Yeah, and I remember I was in the car.
Because we were having a secret affair at the time,
yes,
right?
I know. No, I was driving to your house already.
Doing like 180 in your Porsche.
In my Porsche. I had to park the car. I was in shock. I had to park the car and I was thinking, did I hear that well? My God, he was burping. I couldn't believe it because that was not done at all.
No.
No, I've never, and it was the first time I heard it from you.
I'm such a visionary, aren't I?
You are the first with everything.
And my boss at the time, Lex Harding, was on a boat.
Yeah, right. But
he was on a boat when he heard it, and he almost fell overboard.
But it was, he called you right away.
Yeah, right? He hotlined me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said, dude.
The red telephone.
Dude, not only can you not do that, but you almost got me really wet. But that was it. It was no problem. He was a guy who understood that he had to...
I had to park the car. Really?
You had to park the car?
Yeah.
I forgot to finish the Dutch guy's comment. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was thinking about that.
Vertel even verder.
Ja.
All right, hurry up.
Die stelde een trein. Ja. En toen. Ik vind dan die van je apropo.
Come on,
finish it up. De Japanse jeugdverkeer is gesignaleerd links in het stereobeeld.
No one understands this.
Of course, Adam.
Here you go.
I know it was because of the broodjes frikandel. Anyway, thanks and have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Nice.
And that's your song in the background.
Yeah, and yours.
Yeah, that's it. That's
a different story.
Another story.